بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome dear listeners. We welcome one and all and hope that everybody is in a good state of mind, alhamdulillah, with radiant iman and ready for the holiday season, inshallah. Dear respected listeners, we concluded last week with the makruhat of salah, those things that are disliked in salah, and we said that we will now move on to the mufsidat of salah, those things which will actually break salah. Now this is a very important chapter as well, simply because sometimes we don't realize that certain actions of ours constitute the salah being rendered invalid or will break the salah. So mufsidat salah is the breakers of namaz, those factors, those actions which will nullify a salah and which will break a salah with immediate effect. So the first of these is to talk knowingly or unknowingly in namaz. Whether it's a few words or many words, it will nullify the salah. So if a person has to talk, let's say somebody walks into the room, for example, and not realizing that you are in salah and says, "Where's my phone?" And you reply now in salah, "It's on the dressing table." Your salah will be rendered invalid. It might be knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, in whichever way or form, the salah will be rendered invalid and will break immediately. A person will have to start that namaz afresh. Secondly, to greet a person by saying assalamu alaikum or by any other method while performing salah. Now this is something that can happen as well, that a person comes into the room, makes salam, and our just that knee-jerk response or that natural response that we have in us to reply to a person's salam, which is wajib in normal circumstances. But if a person is in salah and now he says wa alaikum salam, immediately his salah will break. So this is the thing. Now, regarding the talking of salah, there was an incident that took place, and this is on a lighter note. My father always relays this incident. That a person, the big Maulvi, was reading salah, making imamat, and he made a mistake. That means when he came up from salah, from the rakat, from sajda now for the second rakat, he started reading without reading Surah Fatiha. Now we know that Surah Fatiha is a wajib of salah. A person has to read Surah Fatiha. So now, especially in the first two rakats of a fard namaz as well. So the imam forgot to read Surah Fatiha and began reading another portion of the Quran Karim. So this person who was in the crowd shouted out, "Maulvi ji, alhamdu. Maulvi ji, alhamdu." Now had he just said alhamdu, that would have been fine, because that is part of Quran and he would have been correcting the imam. But by him saying "Maulvi ji," addressing the alim or addressing the imam sahab, by him saying "Maulvi ji," which is something which is a foreign language, etc., to the Quran Karim and not part of the Quran, then immediately what happened was, obviously the imam sahab now realizing that, look, he has forgotten the alhamdu, and he then corrected his salah, or he started reading the alhamdu, made sajda sahwa, as we discussed, that when a wajib is left out in salah, then it can be rectified by means of a sajda sahwa. So this is what he did. But then he stood up after the salah and he said, "Whoever corrected me should kindly repeat his salah, because his salah would have broken because of him saying Maulvi ji." So this person was perplexed also, that how is it now, I corrected the imam, everybody else's salah is correct, but me, the one who corrected, my namaz is not right. How is this even possible? So then he explained to him that, no, this is the thing, that you said Maulvi ji, you spoke something out of salah, and that is why your salah has broken. So this is the story. And in any case, so to talk in namaz knowingly or unknowingly, a few words or many will nullify the salah. To reply to greetings or saying Yarhamukallah to one who sneezes or saying Ameen to a dua that is not connected to that salah. To saying Ameen that is not connected, a person is standing on the outside of salah, now he's out of salah and he's making a dua and we say Ameen to it. Or a person out of salah now sneezes, or out of salah sneezes and you say, he says Alhamdulillah, and you know the reply to that sneeze, if a person has to say Alhamdulillah, is obviously saying Yarhamukallah. So if a person says Yarhamukallah, or he says Ameen to a dua that is not connected to his salah, then what will happen? Here too the salah will break. To say Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un on some sad news, or Alhamdulillah or Subhanallah on hearing some good news, then this will also break the salah. A person hears of a mayyat in the namaz and he says Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that will break the salah. Similarly, to say Subhanallah or Alhamdulillah when he hears good news, this will also break the salah. To make noise, or if a person has to get hurt, maybe a child comes and is playing or whatever the case is, and now he pushes his scooter into your leg while you're reading salah or something of that sort, and you say ow or ah or aina or anything of that sort, then that will also break the salah. Correcting the qiraat of a person other than his own imam. So a person is reading salah behind the imam, and now if the imam makes a mistake, you can correct the imam, there's no problem in that. But if he's correcting somebody else's recitation, maybe some people are reading Quran out of salah, they are sitting on the side and they're reading Quran, and a person hears now that they're reading Quran, it happens with us sometimes that we are reading Quran and our children in the class, or we are reading salah rather, and the children in the class are reading Quran, and you overhear that the child made a mistake, read the Quran incorrectly, made an error. Now if we have to correct that child who is out of salah, not connected to our salah, not our imam, then what happens? It will break the salah. Now the next one tends to happen more often than not, and we see it especially when people might have gone for umrah. We see it in the haram, etc., that a person is reading salah and he is reciting the Quran by looking into the text of the Quran. This will immediately invalidate the salah as well. We are not permitted to look into the text while reading salah. It is not permitted. It will break the salah immediately. So this is something we must be careful of. To do such an act which gives the impression to onlookers that a person is doing something other than performing salah. That means a person is doing such an action now that a person who's looking, another person is looking at him, doesn't even, you know, consider the possibility that yes, this person may be reading salah. So he is doing another completely different action, what we refer to in fiqh as amale kathir, that a person is making an excessive action, that his action is such now that the onlooker also will be doubting now as to whether this person is reading salah or is not reading salah. So what we are saying is that if a person, for example, is reading salah and he adjusts something on his collar, but his form is in salah, his one hand is still in place where it's supposed to be, but with the one hand now maybe he scratched somewhere or he adjusted something, now that will be fine because it's not considered to be amal kathir. That means that person has not made an excessive action. But now in a case where a person has made an excessive action, that a person looking on cannot even make out if a person is genuinely in salah or not, that is referred to as amal kathir, and that will break the salah. And I'd like to just mention one particular aspect here, because this happens more often than not today, and that is with regard to the cell phone ringing in salah. Now the official ruling with regard to the cell phone in salah is this, that if a cell phone has to ring in salah, it is wajib to put it off immediately. This is the fatwa that is there. If a person is able to put it off without making excessive action, without now really looking like he's out of salah, then the salah will still be valid and he may continue with that salah. For example, if the phone is in his top pocket, so he takes his one hand and immediately puts this, you know, the phone off, or he disconnects the call, or whatever the case may be, without doing too much of action, without looking like he's out of salah, So with one hand, he very subtly, you know, puts that phone off or disconnects it, then that will be fine. But now if he has to now open his zip and, you know, remove the phone now, and with two hands now he handles the phone or he's fidgeting with his clothes, etc., etc., it's still wajib for him to do it. But obviously, if he does such an excessive action, it will break the salah. So let us remember this, because from time to time we find that the phones do ring in the masjid. Although we make the announcement, the signs are up, etc. Because the phones have become such an integral part of our lives, the phones are on us all the time. Therefore, it can happen that from time to time a person forgets to switch the phone off or to put it on silent or whatever. It may be on flight mode or whatever. And resulting in the phone now ringing loudly in salah, disturbing all the musallis. This is something we must be very, very careful of, as far as possible. But we are human, we can forget from time to time. But as far as possible, we should try and remember to either leave the phone in the car when we come into the masjid, or alternatively to make it a practice to put the phone off, or to put it on silent, or whatever it may be, just so that it does not disturb the ambiance of the masjid. It does not disturb the concentration of the other musallis in the masjid as well. So if it can be put off, it needs to be put off. It's wajib to do so if it rings in salah. If it can be put off without making excessive action, without amal-e kathir, then alhamdulillah, a person may continue with his salah. But if amal-e kathir is involved, that a person has to make such an excessive action that an onlooker would be confused as to whether this person is really in salah or not, then in that case the salah will break and the person will have to start that salah anew, and he will have to start it all over again. Inshallah, we'll continue with the other mufsidat salah next week, inshallah. And we hope that everybody understood this, and Allah make it easy for all of us to make amal. Jazakumullahu khairan. Until next week, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.